It's time to crown our big winner. Let's bring back our finalists, Jake Douglas, whose travel tip is don't jump off a moving train, and Jacob Berman, who was on his high school's assembly planning committee but left because of too much politics. Puzziger Archung, take it away.
Thanks, Ophira. Jacob and Jake, in an effort to exploit toxic millennial nostalgia, your final round is called Dude, Where's My Car? Every answer contains the consecutive letter C-A-R. However, those letters may or may not be pronounced car. Our big winner will receive an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube signed by Jen Colella. We rolled a 20-sided die backstage, and Jacob is going first. Here we go. Jacob, a person who makes maps.
Cartographer.
That is correct. Jake, an archaic term for a person who sells medicine and drugs.
That would be an apothecary.
That's right. Jacob, a French delicacy of cooked snails.
Escargot.
Correct. Jake, what Yankee Doodle called the feather he stuck in his cap?
It was macaroni.
That's right. Jacob, financial company originally known as Interbank Master Charge. 3 seconds. No answer. We're looking for MasterCard. Jake, an ice cream franchise chain that makes ice cream cakes named Fudgy the Whale and Cookie Puss.
Carvel.
Correct. Jacob, long sleeve sweater that opens like a jacket, famously worn by Mr. Rogers.
Cardigan.
That's right. Jake, in 2016, the Wall Street Journal published a viral article about this much maligned summer fashion item, worn on the lower body, featuring lots of large pockets.
Cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts, we'll accept that. Correct. We're at the halfway point. Jake is in the lead 4-3. Jacob, grumpy, tender heart, good luck, and love a lot are examples of these characters.
Cartoon Network stars?
No, we're looking for something more specific. We're looking for Care Bears. Oh. Jake, Mufasa's enemy in The Lion King.
That would be...
3 seconds.
Car.
We were looking for Scar.
Scar.
Jacob, a train-inspired nickname for a roll of 12 in Craps.
Cargo.
No, we're looking for boxcars.
Oh.
Jake, a big money casino card game frequented by James Bond.
That would be... Baccarat.
Baccarat is correct. All right, here's the situation. Jake is in the lead 5-3. Jacob, if you get this question wrong, Jake wins the game. She played an AI voice in the Spike Jonze film Her.
Scarlett Johansson?
That's right. Score is 5-4. Jake, if you get this question right, you win. This Seven Dirty Words comedian hosted the first episode of Saturday Night Live.
Carlin.
That's right, George Carlin. Congratulations, you win.
Jacob, such a pleasure. Thank you so much. And congratulations, Jake. And that is our show. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is Art Chung.
Hey, my name anagrams to Narc Thug.
And Art is not only our regular puzzle guru, but he's our boss, and he is moving on. This is his last episode as our senior supervising producer. Art's been with the show since almost the beginning, and he is responsible for shaping the show. Our fine balance of high and low culture is his work, as well as always making sure the show has some puzzle integrity. So thank you so much, Narc Thug. Thank you, girl. Our house musician is Jonathan Coulton.
Thou jolt a cannon.
He's sticking around. Our puzzles were written by Ruth Morrison and senior writers Kyle Beakley, Eric Feinstein, and Karen Lurie, with additional material by Will Hines. Ask Me Another is produced by Mike Katzeff, Travis Larchuk, Denny Shin, and Ramel Wood, along with Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. We are recorded by Damon Whittemore, Rick Kwan, and David Hurtgen. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, New York, the Bell House.
Hot Heel Blues.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm her ripe begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.